You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome into the Gym Class here at KGYM as we come your way on this Friday edition of the show, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour today. Scott Unash with you from our studios on the southwest side. Buttons on the other side of the glass. Mark Dukes from his back porch on the southwest side as well. And a good show coming up for you today. George Blaha will join us, the play-by-play voice of the Michigan State Spartans. Sparty and the Hawkeyes go at it tomorrow at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City, and that will be an early kickoff just past 11 o'clock. ESPN will have the national television coverage of that one. We will have Before the Boom coming your way, the one-hour pregame show at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. That'll be on the Jim OT 107.5 FM and 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Will it be 2-1 Michigan State tomorrow night or 1-2 Iowa tomorrow night? We'll see how that all plays out. And we'll talk about Iowa and Michigan State and other college football games throughout the Big Ten, Big 12, and the country. We'll take a look at the NFL schedule. We'll break down tonight's high school quarterfinal schedule as well. 23 games being played around the state of Iowa. Was to be 24, but a very publicized game in Central Iowa was called off last evening due to COVID. And we'll talk about that coming up as well on the program here today. Text line available to you at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600 as we come your way on 1600 AM all over Eastern Iowa, as well as 106.3 FM in Iowa City, and also our translator 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids. Also the KGYM mobile app, the KGYM stream, as well as your smart speaker. Mark, good afternoon. What a day.
Yeah, good afternoon, you and everyone. It's another wonderful weather day here in Eastern Iowa. Hope you're out there enjoying it with the radio alongside, and looking forward to a terrific weekend as well, not only with the weather, but in college and professional football, and as you mentioned, tonight's high school games.
Yeah, tonight's high school games, and let's start there. We've got a pair of them for you right here on KGYM, 6:45 with our pregame times, 107.5 FM, as well as the KGYM radio app and stream, smart speaker. It'll be Xavier and Grinnell for the second time this year, Class 3A quarterfinal from out at Saints Field. Myself and John Hegarty will be out there among the elements tonight, although the elements are going to treat us very nice, I have a feeling, tonight. And then on 106.3 FM in Iowa City, it'll be the unbeaten showdown in Class 4A as Iowa City West travels to Pleasant Valley to take on the Spartans. The winners move on to the Dome and the semifinals coming up next week. They're in the great outdoors tonight as well. I think that's a first as far as KGYM is concerned. Dual outdoor broadcasts.
Well, at least there'll be terrific weather, and you mentioned that one game that won't be played tonight. That's West Des Moines Dowling and West Des Moines Valley, always a much-anticipated lineup or matchup, I'm sorry. Valley started off 1-4, but it played, I think, four top four or five teams.
Yes.
But rebounded and was set to face Dowling when the story I read, quote-unquote, a member of the program was affected by the virus. And in my mind, this is pretty harsh. I know it's a precautionary move. I know it's a protocol move, but my goodness, you got one member of the, unless there's more.
Unless there's contract tracing, which it could be.
No allegations there, but it certainly could be the case. But nevertheless, the game is not going to be played. Dowling will advance or move forward to the semifinals next week in the Unidome. And tough luck for West Des Moines Valley. I mean, they went through the Ruble transfer thing, and the Iowa High School Athletic Association eventually ruled him ineligible. and his season was just kaput, and now Valley's is.
Yeah, and Dowling will move on. Hey, they're going to be in the semifinals in the Dome once again. For at least the past decade, they have been there. Also tonight, besides that particular ball game and the Iowa City West at PV game, the Kennedy Cougars looked like gangbusters and world beaters last week in their win at Kingston against Cedar Rapids Prairie. We had that game for you. That, of course, is up as well as the Solon game at kgymradio.com if you like to go back and visit it. Kennedy goes on the road at number one Southeast Polk tonight down in Runnels and the greater Runnels-Altoona area, Mark. Definitely going to be a very, very tall hill to climb for the Kennedy Cougars. But tell you what, if Kennedy plays like they did last week, they will be in that ball game tonight.
I'm very interested to see the outcome of this game. Of course, both of us saw Southeast Polk when it visited Kingston Stadium against Jefferson, and that's a very fine football team. And whether Kennedy can hang with this ball club, again, I'm going to be very interested to see. Brian White does such a terrific job for Kennedy, and I know he'll have his club ready, but Southeast Polk's a different animal, Scott.
Yeah, they are. They've got at least six Division I players on that football team, and they can get it done, and they are very explosive and very good on defense as well. So that's 4A. 3A, besides our Xavier Grinnell battle coming up tonight, real good one over in Eldridge. It'll be North Scott hosting West Delaware tonight, the other game on the eastern half of the state. We knew 3A was going to be really, really good when it came down to the bitter end, and that's the way it has played out anyway. And then in the western half of the state, it'll be Boyden-Hull Rock Valley over at Webster City, and then also a rematch between Council Bluffs, Lewis Central, and Harlan. They will go at it down at Harlan tonight. 2A coming up this evening. The Solon Spartans are up in northeast Iowa, the very corner of the state. They will take on the walk-on Indians coming up tonight. West Liberty off that big last-second victory over Williamsburg last week. We'll try to pull off another stunner as they take to the road to take on Comanche coming up tonight. Also, West Lyon will be at Central Lyon George Little Rock in the latest installment of that terrific showdown. And then number one PCM goes on the road, and they will take on West Marshall over in State Center in Class 2A coming up tonight. The 1A action, West Sioux will be at OABCIG, defending champions in 2A, moving down to 1A this year. South Central Calhoun at Southeast Valley, Underwood at Van Meter, Waterloo Columbus is at Sigourney Kyoto coming up tonight. Real quick, Class A, it will be MFL Marmac at St. Ansgar. Regina, good luck to the Regals tonight as they take on Wapsie Valley. Grundy Center, number one rated, is on the road at West Hancock. Council Bluffs St. Albert is at Logan Magnolia. And in eight-player football, Don Bosco goes to Janesville. Easton Valley is at Montezuma tonight. Audubon at Remsen St. Mary's. And it's Cam of Anita. As you know, Mark, Cumberland Anita Messina, by the way, they go down to Fremont Mills tonight in Tabor. So that's the way it goes. If you're wondering why number one teams in the polls are on the road, because if both teams are unbeaten, this year it goes to the last in the alphabet. If they have not met during the season and not in the same district, whatever, if it comes down to that, it goes to whichever school is last in the alphabet will be hosting. So that's how you get a couple of number one teams on the road.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting night and a wonderful night weather-wise. All the games from here on out after tonight will be in the Unidome, though. So there will be no weather issues in that regard. And that's incentive enough when you look at next week's forecast.
Yeah, no doubt about it. 319-366-1600. We're going to talk to George Blaha coming up here in just a little bit. Cyclone Tim, thank you very much. I was going to talk about this, but I'm glad you brought it up here on the text line. And we lost a great one yesterday, or last night, if you will. But Iowa State announcing that Rich Fellingham passed away yesterday. Of course, Rich known for many years as the play-by-play voice of Iowa State women's basketball. And he came aboard when Iowa State women's basketball came aboard. It was pretty simple. and was the voice for some three decades of Iowa State women's basketball before he passed on the baton. And he passed away yesterday, and a lot of condolences pouring in, including that from Bill Fenley and the rest of the Iowa State women's basketball staff. But Rich definitely will be missed. He had a very unique style, met him on a few occasions, and a very nice guy, and a bigger Cyclone fan you will probably never find in the world than Rich Fellingham.
No, I didn't know Rich. Never met him, but if you listen to any Iowa women's basketball or Iowa State women's basketball games, you felt like you did. He did have a unique style. He loved the Cyclones and wore it on his sleeve. That's okay, you know. Condolences to Fellingham and his Fellingham's family.
Yeah, and a lot of very good remembrances out there last night as far as Rich is concerned, and got to watch Iowa State retweeted his final farewell of his final broadcast, and that was really brought the hairs in the back of your neck up a little bit watching that and just revisiting that, if you will. But Rich Fellingham passing away yesterday. 319-366-1600. We're going to talk with George Blaha, the voice of the Michigan State Spartans, in about 14 minutes or so. The Red Sox made it official today, Mark. Alex Cora is back in the dugout after his suspension as being a part of the Astros, and their problems ran out. So Boston did not waste any time bringing him back to try to get the Red Sox pointed again in the right direction when he last led them to a World Championship.
And the Tigers, as we found out a couple days ago, didn't waste any time hiring A.J. Hinch, who was part of that. They had to sit out a year because of that Astros situation. So we'll see if Cora can bring the Red Sox along. It really fell by the wayside this past year, but I think that fills the manager's managerial openings. Am I right about that?
I think so, but I'm not 100% sure on that. But I believe that is the case. Tony La Russa, of course, going to the White Sox. How can we forget that, Mark? How can we forget that?
I haven't.
You and me both, brother. After tonight's football game, by the way, and we'll keep you updated on the other scores during our high school broadcast coming up tonight, but going to get home. I'm looking forward to this. A very interesting group of five game coming up tonight. Number 9, BYU on the road at number 21, Boise State tonight, Mark. A little late night Mountain West / independent action for you coming up this evening.
A lot of folks very high on BYU, and justifiably. Boise State, we know about that program. Should be a really, really interesting matchup.
When was the last time Boise was getting 4 at home on the blue turf?
Yeah. Not very often.
Not very often, indeed. But they are getting that coming up tonight. San Diego State will be hosting San Jose State as well. And that is coming up tonight out on the West Coast. In Miami, 11th rated in the country in the ACC, goes to North Carolina State to take on the Wolfpack coming up this evening. So they head to Raleigh to take on a pretty good Wolfpack team at 4-2. Miami's only loss, of course, to Clemson. And then, of course, brings us to Clemson and Notre Dame coming up tomorrow, which is as you can mention, as you well imagine, the cream of the crop as far as the college football games are concerned tomorrow. And as of all we know, there will not be Trevor Lawrence in the lineup for Clemson as they head to South Bend tomorrow evening.
Yeah, I'll have my eyes on that game, that's for sure, with or without Trevor Lawrence. And I think he's been cleared to come back, but as you mentioned, doesn't look like he'll be the quarterback. We'll see. Clemson could use him after last week's narrow escape. I don't know if Notre Dame's got enough to contend with Clemson. It's a very good football team. I wouldn't put it past the Irish to pull off a victory there, but that's going to be the highlight of my night, I think.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. We do have another game that has gone by the wayside, though. In the Pac-12 earlier today, Arizona, their game at Salt Lake City against Utah was postponed. So the second Pac-12 game to go down, Mark. Utah right now does not have the statement they put out from the University of Utah says that the Utes do not have enough scholarship football players to participate in the game. You can come up with your own conclusions as far as that is concerned, but that was the blanket statement that Utah put out today.
Yeah, two Pac-12 games go by the wayside before the season even gets underway out there, and I just have a one big sigh.
Yeah.
One big sigh.
Yeah, 10 games will not be played tomorrow, including the service academies, Air Force and Army. Navy's game against Tulsa has also been postponed for tomorrow and or canceled. Of course, in the Big Ten, Purdue and Wisconsin will not play in Madison coming up tomorrow. The other games that are postponed are Texas San Antonio at Rice. I know Mark will miss that one. Charlotte at Middle Tennessee State. That's second on your list, I believe, in games you'll be missing.
Mm-hmm.
Louisiana Tech and North Texas will not go at it in Denton coming up tomorrow as well. So 10 games all told will not be played coming up this weekend. Iowa and Michigan State will be played, however. We can get your thoughts on that before we talk to George Blaha of the Michigan State Radio Network here at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. As Iowa and Michigan State will go at it. First time in four seasons that these two squads will go at it. They just haven't been on the schedule, one being in the Big Ten East and one being in the Big Ten West. So we'll see how it plays out. This has always been a very physical battle, though, when the Hawkeyes and the Spartans get together.
Yeah, and it's been close games almost each and every year. I want to see what Michigan State brings. I think it's going to be somewhere in between the Rutgers and Michigan games, which were a loss and a victory, respectively, for the Spartans. How will Iowa deal without Amir Smith-Marset, who's sitting out after OWI? I don't think it's going to have a huge impact for the Iowa Hawkeyes. Certainly, you'd like to have him. But Iowa needs to get the run game going and in a big way and stop the rush. And I think that's one big key to the game for me.
Yeah, and holding on to the football as well. Michigan State turned it over 7 times in that loss to Rutgers. Michigan State still has terrific talent. Mel Tucker inherited a lot of that from Mark D'Antonio. The recruiting was never a problem at Michigan State. They've got a very good talent base up there. And if the Spartans can hold on to the football, they showed what they could do against Michigan last week. They have not been able to run the football, though, so far this year. The days of Lorenzo White and people like that are definitely not on the radar right now in East Lansing.
No, and I found it interesting, and I read Mike Colossus' piece in the Gazette today, the offensive coordinator that Mel Tucker brought in is a very familiar face if you've been around these parts for any length of time, and that's Jay Johnson, former UNI quarterback, most famously. He was really good.
He was good.
But most famously kept Kurt Warner on the bench for 2 years, and a couple decades later, Warner enters the Hall of Fame. But Johnson got that thing turned around in, you know, a week after that Rutgers game. And, you know, the whole key was laying it on the ground and being intercepted against Rutgers. It just wasn't, excuse me, a good recipe.
No, it wasn't for that one. Cajun Troy on the text line weighing in. She is looking forward to tonight's BYU game so that she can take a look at Zach Wilson, who she hopes will be the Saints' new quarterback of the future, and also goes on to tell us that Drew Brees practiced without pads today. May see Jameis Sunday night. Famous Jameis playing if Drew is hurting against Tampa Bay. That's what Cajun Troy says. We'll see.
It's going to be tough regardless, Troy.
True. Very, very tough in Tampa. This is a rematch, by the way, of that first week's game that was played at the Superdome when New Orleans won that particular battle. We'll see what happens in the second go-around. That'll be on Sunday night down in Tampa. 319-366-1600. Hawkeyes and the Michigan State Spartans here for a couple more minutes before we talk to George Blaha, the voice of Michigan State football. Can Spencer Petras put together his first, I'm not going to say real solid game, but I'm going to say game without mistakes and just maybe learn a little bit from the mistakes he has made in the first couple of games?
Yeah, he's made some very nice plays, but he's also completing only 53% of his passes, and that part of his game needs to round into form, needs to develop some more touch on some of the patterns. An effective running game would help a whole lot in that regard. Iowa fans cannot want Petras to throw the ball 50 times again.
No. I fully expect Iowa to come out and try to run this football. For many reasons. Number one, Michigan State and Iowa both like to show their physicality. And for another reason, Brian Ferentz has had to think about an entire week of running the ball, 23 times and throwing it 51 times. Mm-hmm. And I can imagine he's been reminded not only by the media, but also others around the Iowa football area that did happen and took place last week. It can't happen again. It just flat out, it can't happen again.
No, you would imagine Michigan State to take the same tactic that Northwestern did and try to make Spencer Petras beat them and shut off the running game. You saw that unravel against Northwestern, and Wildcats even being down 17 points early, stuck to the game plan and shut down Iowa's running game and forced Petras to throw it 50 times. Iowa's got to take control.
Weather forecast should be absolutely beautiful tomorrow at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City. Again, though, we say this, even though it's 74 degrees outside right now, but it looks as though it will be a windy day. Probably not as windy as it was last week, but you're going to have 10 to 15 mile per hour winds, maybe some gusts up to 25, again from the south. And definitely that was a big factor in the Iowa-Northwestern game last week. I expect it to be a big factor in the game coming up tomorrow as well.
Yeah, and how will Rocky Lombardi react to being in Kinnick Stadium? He's on record as saying he has circled this game since the minute he arrived on the Michigan State campus. And coming off a terrific game against Michigan in which he threw for 323 yards and three touchdowns, he's got to be coming in with a lot of confidence. But he also is coming into his native state. He's going to have a lot of friends and family watching. Mainly family, I guess, in these times of attendance protocols. But maybe have a few nerves. Maybe not if there were it was a full house at Kinnick Stadium. But it'd be interesting to see how he performs.
It's very interesting to see that because you can be sky high. You can come out there and light things up early. But can you keep that going for 60 minutes? That is look at Iowa last week, helped out and buoyed by Northwestern turnovers, but Iowa went out to a two-touchdown-plus lead and looked like gangbusters and world beaters. And then Iowa kind of came off that high a little bit and definitely did not keep it for 60 minutes. And that's going to be something, again, one of the things I'll be looking at tomorrow. Can Rocky Lombardi keep that intensity up for 60 minutes.
Yeah, and a little surprised. Vegas favors Iowa by about 6.5-7 points right now. And that's a little bit curious to me. Iowa, you know, plays so many close games. Seems like a lot of points.
It does. But we'll see. We shall see. We're going to talk about that. George Blaha, the voice of the Michigan State Spartans, set to join us coming up next. Want to remind you, the KGYM has partnered with Fairfax State Savings Bank to bring you KGYM's Community MVP. If your organization has a charity or a fundraising event coming up and want to get the word out and it's still on the docket, please submit your information at least 60 days prior to your events. You can find out More information by going to our website at kgymradio.com. We'll take a break. Come back. George Blaha, the voice of the Michigan State Spartans, comes up next.
Keeping cozy inside with a beautiful view of the outside is exactly what you need this winter. And Alexander Lumber has just the right windows from WeatherShield. With a unique ability to combine stunning style with energy efficiency, WeatherShield is creativity expressed in smart design. Alexander Lumber is excited to welcome the full line of WeatherShield windows to the family. See them today at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
From kitchen tables on years-old laptops, your employees scrambled to help keep your business running when things got crazy. Now, as work from home settles in for a longer haul, some computers will need to be replaced. Do it right with help from Network Computer Solutions. They sell business-grade computers that stand up to heavy workloads and interface correctly with your network. Make sure your people have the equipment they need to keep up their impressive, productive pace. Get in touch with local, friendly Network Computer Solutions at ncsei.com.
We're Iowans. We're a polite people. But there are things we don't apologize for. Covered bridges. Pork tenderloin sandwiches. Butter sculptures. We will, however, make amends when it's time to let people in on the truth. So listen up. The best bourbon comes from the best corn. Cedar Ridge, Iowa Bourbon Whiskey. Sorry, Kentucky.
Cedar Ridge Distillery, Swisher, Iowa. Please drink responsibly.
Experience the benefit of Blue with a Medicare supplement plan from Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield. With our plans, you'll enjoy nationwide access to care, optional dental, vision, and hearing coverage, and more. Call 1-888-616-8927 or go online to wellmark.com/Medicare plans. You may even qualify for a special household discount. This is the benefit of Blue. Wellmark Blue Dental product available to Iowa residents only. Must reside in the service area of the plan. Wellmark Medicare supplement insurance plans are not connected with or endorsed by any government agency.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Hi, I'm Drew, division president at Reinhardt Food Service in Cedar Rapids. And Reinhardt is looking to hire Class A CDL drivers. Our average driver makes $65,000 a year, has outstanding benefits, and is home every night for dinner. And right now, we're offering a $7,500 sign-on bonus to join our team. So call today at 319-390-7481 or apply directly at rfshires.com.
Back with you at 3:31 here on a Friday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us. Do appreciate it. We've got high school playoff football coming up tonight for you. Pair of games, 6:45 with the pregame times, 107.5 FM, number one Xavier hosting the Grinnell Tigers. And on 106.3 FM, the Big Top 10 battle, unbeaten's going at it. It'll be Iowa City West on the road at Pleasant Valley. Both those games getting underway at 6:45. Tomorrow we've got Before the Boom at 9 o'clock as we preview Iowa and Michigan State. They will kick off at just past 11 o'clock from Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City. And pleased to be joined by George Blaha, the voice of Michigan State football, on this Friday edition of the program. George, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Happy to be on with you guys.
You bet. And, well, what Michigan State team are we going to see tomorrow? The one in Ann Arbor or the one from opening day? Do you know?
Well, here's hoping it's the one that played so well in Ann Arbor. Everybody knows that football coaches believe they can make a great deal of improvement between week one and week two, no matter what week one looked like. Well, with all those turnovers, you knew the Spartans weren't going to turn the ball over, maybe even at all, in week two, and they didn't. You guys probably heard that they spent the week with every defensive player trying to dislodge the football almost as much as they tried to tackle the guys who had the football, and made a big difference, obviously. Those seven turnovers did the Spartans in against Rutgers, even though a young man from Des Moines, Rocky Lombardi, played well at quarterback. They couldn't survive all those turnovers. But in week two, zero turnovers. Rocky was even better, and down went Michigan.
Yeah, he circled this game, at least he's on record as saying so, for quite some time. And I think sure. one of the things to watch for is how he reacts to being back in Iowa.
Yeah, exactly. It's he said on Coach Tucker's radio show last night. I do the show with Coach Tucker, and Rocky was the guest, and he said, you know, he's very, very appreciative for all the things that the great state of Iowa did for him. And so I know he's going to be emotional. How can you not be? But he's also a fiery competitor. And, you know, what you'd expect if you're Michigan State is maybe he even steps up his game a little more because he's back home. I suppose Hawkeye fans hope he gets a little nervous and messes up a time or two, but we'll have to see how that all plays out.
Well, I remember, of course, Rocky left Cedar Rapids in his eighth and ninth grade year. I still remember him as a sixth grader and a seventh grader out throwing as the second team quarterback in warmups for his dad at Cedar Rapids, Washington, out there, and looking pretty darn good on the football field with high school guys.
Well, he's, you know, the guy's, he's competed in every sport every season since he was knee high. So the competitor in Rocky hasn't changed, and he really has thrown the ball extremely well this season for Mel Tucker. His passes against Michigan, you know, obviously the Michigan corners were no match for the Spartans' speedy receivers, but the passes still had to be right on the dime, and they were.
Yeah, George, tell us about this freshman wide receiver, Ricky White, who went for almost 200 yards last week.
Well, he, I think he caught 98 passes as a senior at Marietta High School in Georgia. They won the big school state championship in a state where there are plenty of football players. And he had committed to the Spartans early. Never changed his mind. Got an opportunity. He was right there behind the three starters when the season began, and then Trey Mosley, one of the guys, got dinged up, and he got an opportunity. And man, did he make the most of it! He outran everybody in maize and blue last week. And the great thing about him is, you know, some speedy guys are sometimes just speedy, but this guy makes circus catches on top of it. So he was a handful. They could not cover him. And I think the Hawkeyes secondary, you know, coached by Phil Parker, who's an ex-Spartan, we think the world of Phil, has always been a group that makes it difficult for opposing receivers. They hit them hard once they get the ball. And they also are among the country's best at picking off passes. So it might be a little bit different this week in Iowa City.
Yeah. George, not only Rocky Lombardi, the only Iowa connection, but also Michigan State's offensive coordinator, Jay Johnson, a former quarterback up at UNI, as Mark said earlier, famously known for keeping Kurt Warner off the field for as long as he could as a Northern Iowa
exactly.
Panther anyway. But how's this offense changed under Mel Tucker and Jay Johnson?
Well, it's probably difficult to absolutely pin it down as to exactly what they want to do and what they are doing after just two games. But they really want to go up top and deep with their passing game, and they still want to run the ball, and they've run the football by committee. Basically, two guys have been carrying the football, another kid from Marietta, Georgia named Jordan Simmons, and Connor Hayward, Ironhead Hayward's son, who's just been a breath of fresh air this year for the Spartans. He protects the quarterback as well as anybody, and he can catch the ball out of the backfield. So they do want to run the ball. It seems like their offensive line, and they've been really riddled with injuries in the past couple of seasons. Right now they're healthy. And, you know, you can't do much on offense if your offensive line isn't doing the job. So that's helped Jay and the offense a lot as well.
And George, I've been covering Iowa football for about 40 years, and many stretches there, you know, they haven't played for 3 years now, 4 years now, but so many games in the 2000s just marked by tough physical play. My question to you is, Michigan State traditionally very solid on defense. Is that the case through two games?
Yeah, I believe that I always felt that they had enough people coming back on defense to still be a solid Michigan State type defense. You know, they lost a number of good players, obviously, but with Naquan Jones, who's 6'4 and 340 up front, along with 310-pound Jacob Slade, and their backups are coming on strong. Two young guys that weigh about 340, Sean Mallory and Jalen Hunt. They're very tough up the middle. Two linebackers now, because they play five DBs like Iowa does sometimes. So Noah Harvey, who's a downhill type guy, 6'4 and 240, and Antoine Simmons, who can run you down and take you on head on, are the linebackers. So this defense, and they have solid DBs led by strong safety Xavier Henderson. This defense will make it tough, I think, for most offenses in the Big Ten to gain ground. And you know, for me coming back to Iowa as a kid who grew up in Marshalltown and went to even the first Michigan State Big Ten game, shows you how old I am. Back in 53, my dad let me tag along to the game. So it'll be fun for me to get back to Iowa City and be inside that great stadium.
Yeah, even though there won't be folks there. George Blaha joining us here on the Gym Class at 3:40. It's weird looking at Michigan State, and there's no Bulla in there as a linebacker. You just expect to see that name on the two deep somewhere.
You sure do. We had three excellent Bullas at linebacker, Max, then Riley, and then Byron. And they all were recruited elsewhere, but they were all green and white at heart, and eventually decided to come to Michigan State. We'll miss those guys, but believe me, their hearts are still with Michigan State, and they'll be making a lot of noise wherever they are tomorrow, or actually on Saturday.
Yeah, George, it doesn't mean everything, but I'm a little surprised that Iowa's a 6.5, 7-point favorite, especially with what happened in Ann Arbor over there. Iowa seems to play close games every week. What type of game do you think it's going to be?
Well, I think, you know, what you probably think as well, kind of a slugfest. And Iowa hasn't really come of age with their offense yet. And who knows, you know, it could happen at the stadium tomorrow with Spencer Petras. But their defense seems to be rock solid. They're in the top five in the conference in every important defensive category. They got two guys who can go get the quarterback in a Detroiter, Chauncey Golston, and this kid, Davian Nixon, who's had a great start for the season. You got to like their linebackers, and their corners do a nice job. So I think it will be hard for the Spartans to just grind it out against them. They're going to have to use the long ball at times. And if they can have half the success they had last week in Ann Arbor, they might be able to put up enough points on Iowa to win. But Iowa's going to grudgingly, I feel anyway, give up points. And, you know, you never know what's going to happen with this young Hawkeye quarterback. He has the ability, big, strong kid with a good arm. So if he finally, you know, steps into a more mature way of handling the game, he could be big trouble.
Yeah, and with that in mind, I think and we've seen it in a little bit, especially last week with Pat Fitzgerald, the defense is trying to do to confuse Spencer Petras a little bit, and I don't think that's going to be any different tomorrow with the Michigan State defensive coaches.
But he's had a week to work on things like that, and he's, you know, he won't be as good, at least the Spartans hope, tomorrow as he will be 3 or 4 weeks down the road, but I know that the Iowa coaches like his ability. They penciled him in as this year's starter, and they're certainly not going to give up on the kid.
I think one of the big keys, George, is how many times you're going to say the word turnover tomorrow morning and afternoon, whichever side it may be.
Well, Mel Tucker was talking about that before the season, and he talked about it clearly after the Rutgers game, but I think you turn it over three times, there's about a 90% chance you're going to lose the game. The Spartans, with those seven turnovers in week one, I guess they had no chance to win the game. I kind of felt like looking down on the field, if they'd have turned it over even four times instead of seven, they probably would have beaten Rutgers. But you can't put the ball on the ground. You're right. And you can't get your passes picked off. You know, if Iowa gets one, you might be able to live with that. But you got to be careful. These guys are ball hawks in the Iowa secondary.
How has the adjustment been for Mel Tucker? Mark D'Antonio was there a long, long time, and now a new coaching staff up there in East Lansing. And how is the transition going?
You know, I got to tell you a story. When Nick Saban was at Michigan State, and Mel was his grad assistant. That's the first break Mel got in coaching to be a graduate assistant. That's not an easy job, by the way. You don't get any money for it either. Don't get much. But anyway, sooner or later, after turning down a bunch of pro offers, LSU tripled Nick's salary, and he went down to LSU. And I said to a buddy of mine who was on the coaching staff, Charlie Baggett, I said, man, those people are crazy down there. Should I worry about Nick down there with those people? He said, don't worry about Nick. He's a great football coach. And I feel the same way, really, about Mel Tucker. There's a lot of Nick Saban in this guy. He's very, very focused, and he loves football. And I think Kirk Ferentz does as well. But Mel's not in this because he'll get a nicer car or a bigger home in the suburbs who can take better care of his family. That's all that goes with it. But this guy loves football, and he has a great resume. He's been mentored by some of America's best coaches, collegiately and professionally, and it's been as difficult as the pandemic has made it. It's been very, very successful so far for Mel. I think his team's bought into his philosophy, and he is like Nick Saban, a quote unquote process guy. Here's how we're going to do this, and if you do it this way, we'll have success. And but he's a very, very likable guy. It's been fun dealing with him.
You still have family in Iowa, George?
I have, I've got my cousin David, a retired pediatric dentist, is in Des Moines. Not too far from Valley High, I don't think.
There you go. Well, maybe he
Rocky school.
Maybe he worked on Rocky's teeth. I don't know. Questions that we must find out sometime down the road here. But hey, George, appreciate the time, and always good talking Michigan State football with you. And take care. All right.
Thank you, guys. Keep up the great work, and I look for a typical physical slug it out kind of game at Kinnick Stadium between these two teams.
All right. Thanks, George. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
George Blaha, the voice of the Michigan State Spartans, joining us here at 3:47 on the Gym Class for Friday on KGYM. We'll step aside, take a break, and come back with more of the program right after this.
COVID-19 cases are rising rapidly in our community.
Please do your part to slow the spread and keep our hospitals from becoming overwhelmed.
You can help by wearing a mask in public.
Clean your hands frequently with soap and water or alcohol-based hand sanitizer.
Stay home and seek virtual care when sick.
Avoid group gatherings.
With a recent increase in cases and winter months coming, now is the time to slow the spread of COVID-19.
Thank you for doing your part.
Presented by Unity Point Health St. Luke's and Mercy Cedar Rapids.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
This is Jesse's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
As a nurse, not making it to work was not an option. But driving through the snow with my wiper blades struggling, I just didn't feel safe. So I pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts, and before I knew it, an employee was offering to install the wiper blades on my car. I got to stay out of the snow for a moment, and I still made it to work on time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Shell, we know from the time you get up to the time you wrap up,
good night,
there's a lot of meetups, eat-ups, and hurry-ups. So come to Shell and get three things done at once. Fill up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus to help keep your engine running like new. Save up with the Fuel Rewards program and never pay full price for gas again. And snack up with in-store rewards to save even more at the pump. Make the most of the stop you need to make with Shell. And engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. See full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
It's time for some straight talk. Look, we all drop our phones. It happens. You fumble it, crack it, splash it. Well, Straight Talk Wireless now offers this new Platinum Unlimited plan that includes phone protection. Just $65 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data, plus 20 gigs of hotspot, 100 gigs of cloud storage, and more. All on the best network. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. See Mobile Protect terms and conditions at Asurion.com/straighttalk. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for the previews to start in a movie theater.
Hey, you want anything? Popcorn? Soda? No, nothing?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Welcome back. 3:50 on the Friday edition of the Gym Class. We get ready to wrap things up here on the program today. High school football playoff action coming your way tonight. Keep you abreast of all the other games as well. Coming up this evening is we will have Xavier hosting Grinnell tonight on 107.5 FM at 6:45. 106.3 FM, Iowa City West on the road at Pleasant Valley coming up this evening. 319-366-1600. That is a text line available to you as we get to the last 7 minutes of the show here today. Our thanks to George Blaha for joining us and talking Iowa and Michigan State. And, good to talk with George. And I fully expect a very, very physical game coming up tomorrow. And these games always are close, it seems, with Iowa and Michigan State, going even back to 1985 with the famous bootleg play down at Kinnick Stadium with Chuck Long.
By and large, you're absolutely correct. And that was actually a fairly high-scoring game, I think 34-31, something like that.
35-31.
35-31, okay. I wouldn't expect anything less. It all comes down to execution and whether Iowa's defensive backs can contain those speedy receivers at Michigan State and, once again, try to establish a running game on offense.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. NFL, the weekend coming up, week number 9. And we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. We've got Matt, the Michigan fan, with he's got his version of things in how it went in Ann Arbor last week. Rebuttal time for Matt. We'll get to that coming up in a moment. Last night, the Packers got week 9 underway as they defeated the 49er JV last night, 34-17. I kid. Sorry, Packer fans. I kid. But that was definitely not the first-string San Francisco 49er team last night.
No, it was certainly a depleted team. Remember last year, the 49ers put it on the Packers pretty good twice. But Aaron Rodgers was once again very good, and again against the depleted team. But you want to take advantage of that. It's not your fault the other team's depleted, and the Packers did just that.
Yeah. Matt says Lombardi underthrew a lot of passes, but Michigan's defenders got flagged anytime they got close to touching a receiver. I'm not saying that some of them were not pass interference, but toward the second half, they could not even get close to them without being flagged. I will say Tucker is smart in the sense that he knows Michigan is a very handsy defense, and he took all the advantage of that. Matt says, go blue. Not giving up the faith, Matt, the Michigan fan out there. 319-366-1600 here at 3:53. Some of the games coming up this weekend, everything is still on as of right now as far as the National Football League is concerned. Ravens at Colts from Indianapolis at Lucas Oil on Sunday at 12 noon, Mark. That should be a fun game.
Should indeed. And the Bears go to Tennessee, and that's a kind of a depleted Chicago offensive line. And I'll be interested to see what the Bears can do against Tennessee and that really, really solid running game. Bears 5-3 right now, and isn't it about time for a bye week?
Chiefs get one next week, I believe.
Okay, yeah.
Bears going up against a Tennessee team that has dropped two in a row. We'll see how that plays out. Seattle is at Buffalo. That is a very intriguing matchup as well. That one will be in Orchard Park, so we'll see how that will play out. Other than that, you got the Dolphins with Tua going to the desert to take on the Cardinals. The once proud Pittsburgh-Dallas rivalry will be revisited, and no one knows who it could be Buttons who is the Dallas Cowboys quarterback for all we know on Sunday afternoon. Buttons says thumbs up. He is ready to go.
Yeah, they're going to have their third quarterback at the helm against a Pittsburgh defense that is mighty, mighty good.
Yeah. Carolina gets Christian McCaffrey back for their trip to Arrowhead on Sunday to take on the Chiefs. And we'll see how that plays out. As Cajun Troy has told us, it is the Buccaneers hosting her New Orleans Saints coming up on Sunday Night Football. We'll have that one for you. We got doubleheaders coming your way in the afternoon on 1600 AM and 102.3 FM from ESPN, and then from Sports USA and Westwood One on 107.5 and 106.3 FM coming up on Sunday afternoon as well, leading up to Sunday Night Football. And then next Monday night, the 2-5 Pats and the 0-8 Jets will go at it.
Can you flex that game?
No flexing, okay. As far as the Monday Nighters are concerned. But there have been better Monday Nighters over the course of the years. Cosell in the day would have said something about it. That's for sure. He would have told it like it was, certainly. Michigan State and Iowa tomorrow. Iowa State and Baylor tomorrow night. We talked to John Morris on Thursday. If you'd like to go back and revisit that conversation, you can do so via our podcast at kgynradio.com, Apple, or Spotify as well for your podcasts. What do you think? Iowa or Michigan State? Iowa State and Baylor? I think Iowa State's going to be okay on Saturday night. Do you believe that as well?
I do, but I don't know about that line. It's about two touchdowns. I think Baylor, you know, capable of scoring some points. Iowa, I've got it right on the spread, 30-23 Iowa win. But as I've said, the first 2 weeks, wouldn't surprise to see it go either way.
I think Iowa State's going to be victorious. Iowa has to show me a couple things. Number one, they can get a consistent pass rush, especially from the outside. They've gotten the push from the interior, especially with Devion Nixon, but they have not gotten that outside pass rush. They need to do that against Rocky Lombardi and to help the corners as well. And can Iowa run the football? They must run the football effectively tomorrow against a very, very physical Michigan State defense. And if they can do that, they have a shot and can win that football game. If they can't, I think Michigan State's going to get the victory in Iowa City tomorrow, but we'll see. But all right, have a good weekend, Mike. Mark. We'll talk with Mike on Monday.
You as well. I'll talk to you Monday.
All right. You've been listening to the Gym Class of KGYM. Talk to you tonight from Xavier.
At Shell, we know from the time you get up to the time you wrap up,
good night,
there's a lot of meetups,
hey,
eat-ups, and hurry-ups. So come to Shell and get 3